Hello, you're listening to the Hamerty Brothers e-commerce podcast. If some of our discussions and tips are working for you, why don't you grab a 15-minute call with us at ecommercecall.com. We'll see whether we can help scale your e-commerce business. We will quickly see if we're a fit or whether we can recommend someone else to get you where you need to go. The worst case is you'll have a fun 15-minute chat, and regardless, you'll come away understanding a lot more about your business. Book a call at ecommercecall.com. Hello and welcome to the Hamerty Brothers e-commerce podcast. This week, we're going to be diving into the lockdown, how it's affecting the face of e-commerce at the moment, and just going to cover quite a few important things about algorithms, what we're seeing that's working, what we're seeing that's not working, and we should then return to our normal schedule of podcasts next week. So we just thought we couldn't really leave this where it was. There was still a lot of things and a lot of advice and a lot of good insight that we've been having back, and we just wanted to give that back to the audience before we move back on some of the normal content ideas. So let's get started.
Hey Ian, how are you?
Hi Mark, I'm okay. How are you doing?
I'm all right. I think day six of lockdown here. So yet to get out my tracksuit pants, but
in the UK we're not quite there yet.
We've
had pretty much shut down, but they're not shut non-essential businesses yet.
Yeah. And so we have here, I mean, with everything still shut here. And I thought what we want to talk about really was, the podcast is called, the domain name the podcast is on is called E-commerce Stories. And so just bring back some stories from the front line, because, when you're running your e-commerce business, obviously, individually, you only see your own site. So, we get to see hundreds of sites all the time, and we get to hear stories about what's going on and what's working. And, even though we're in a shutdown in the UK, most of my AdWords reports yesterday, Google Ads reports yesterday, were actually up considerably year on year. And I think that's because, there were some exceptions to that, but a lot of them who sell products that people can use in the home, because we do a lot with kitchenware companies as well, and a lot of home decor and also some B2B stuff. There are sectors that are a lot busier than normal. And I think if you think about people at home, they are, the only entertainment they have is watching television, talking to families, and getting stuff delivered. So if you are selling something that they can use inside the house, they are using a delivery as something to entertain them. Mm. And so therefore, the market has changed. It's gone kind of hyper delivery. I mean, if anybody who was struggling to sell food online, now it's, it's like a completely different world, that people will get sausages delivered online that they never would have thought about doing before. So it's an opportunity there to kind of go and make sure that those kind of products are seen on your websites and things like that are coming through. And an interesting story from New Zealand, because a friend of mine, he runs, I won't say exactly what he sells, because I know he's quite confidential about his business, but he's got one of the biggest e-commerce businesses in New Zealand. And basically in New Zealand, all online stores are shut. They can't do any nobody can deliver anything. And yesterday I got an email from his business with his latest deals on it. And I said to him, why are you sending out deals emails when people can't get it delivered? And he said, Mark, it's because people are still buying. And I said, well, that's crazy. People are buying stuff even though they know it can't get delivered. And he said, yeah, well, people are still buying because they're bored. They know it will get delivered at some point. and my only problem is going to be my stock levels. So, you know, that's a real contrarian view of what you should do. And I think a lot of our first reactions were, let's crawl up in a ball and wait for this to blow over. And I think that that is the reaction to something that is short and fleeting. And this looks like it has legs to last a decent period of time. So in different formats, it won't be the same all the way through it. It will change. But it is, you know, for all our realities, it is the new normal at the moment. And therefore, we have to make our businesses work within this framework. And for my own businesses that I run alongside some e-commerce sites with people partnerships, my initial reaction was to, well, let's stop everything, let's stop SEO, let's stop pay-per-click, let's stop Facebook advertising, you know, let's just wait this out. But then, you know, a couple of days later, I realized that, you know, this is similar to this is a market change. This is something I have to react to. If my marketing messages aren't working now and my KPIs aren't working now, I have to change the business to make sure they do work.
I think a lot of people, understandably, and myself included, and I know Mark, you the same. You obviously freaked out, and you know, and we all did, and we're all thinking, okay, literally crawl into a little ball and hide, and then I think some of the e-commerce clients felt like that, and I think we're probably all feeling a bit like that now. But then, and I've been watching a couple of industries, and what we've seen is that some of the competitors of the e-commerce businesses are opening up again. And so if you're not opening up, because like you say, this isn't something that's going to be here for a week or two, it's going to be here for a long time. So we can't shut your online businesses down for 6 months. You know, you've got to start to reemerge and go, right, what can happen? And in that example that you were saying about that New Zealand client, I mean, you know, for him to continue selling and for people to continue buying is amazing, an amazing example, because hey, they can't get it anywhere else. They can't go into shops on the high street and buy them. So it's probably the first time they can get it is by ordering it online.
Yeah. And they're thinking, so they might as well wait. He's probably going to do his best deals at the moment because of the lockdown. So therefore, I want to lock that price in. So therefore, you know, it's an offer. It's an offer.
And you know what?
It's got legs.
Exactly. I mean, you know, I mean, obviously, some e-commerce businesses are doing really well. And I would just say that the stats are akin to the final few days of trading before Christmas, i.e. online sales are rush. And it's because it's the scarcity element. That people can't get the stuff. They're panicking. You know, the high street's closed. You know, they can't. They're panicking. They haven't got the stuff for Christmas. So what you're seeing is conversion rates through the roof. You add to basket stats really high. You know, basket to orders really high. Everything is accelerated.
And if you're in that position and you're not making money, there's less friction in the delivery cost than there used to be. So you can charge more for delivery, because you're basically saying we can't cope with this many orders, so we're just going to put the delivery up to justify the extra, you know, the extra manpower we've got to have to get these orders out.
There's no alternative because they can't get it from a retail store. So you've got to, you know, you have to be able to do those things. And it's, we often say, you know, if you're trying to sell something online, think about the experience of being in a retail store. And how do you stop somebody going into a shop and buying this if you want to get them to buy online? And the other really interesting thing is that now we're seeing that the click price is massively down. Cheaper. It's cheaper to advertise now online. I mean, pay per click is cheaper. Google Shopping is cheaper. Facebook's cheaper. Instagram's cheaper. Everything is cheaper. Yeah. So it's
and now is the time that if you can get a self-liquidating offer working, and I'll explain what that is. It's a basically, if you can sell a product and get back what you you've paid for in advertising in that product, and so therefore it's kind of scratching its back, it's maybe something that is high volume, a product, maybe inexpensive. If you can get a self-liquidating offer that works, that pays for itself. So let's say you've spent £100 to get £100 back in revenue and profit. So basically you've basically not made any money, but the product's gone out. Now, if you could, now is the opportunity, if you can do that at the moment, to really scale that offer, because you will be generating a huge house list from that at a time that is unprecedented, because your competition is completely gone. They've reduced their bid, their spend. People are still out there looking. So if you can have that self-liquidating offer that can go out and build that audience and that house list for your e-commerce site at the moment, then you've got such an opportunity to go out there and build that huge house list, because no one else is there. And so if you need to focus on those products where you are still making, I mean, like we said, some of our customers are doing really, really well, but I'm talking about maybe people selling clothing. You know, there will be some clothing that you can still have a self-liquidating offer with, that you can go out there and say, right, I'm going to use this opportunity of low click costs to massively come out of whatever this period is with a huge house file. Because that house file is, you know, if anyone sells an e-commerce business, people always look at the house file. They always look at the customer list. That's what people buy. So if your ultimate list, you know, if you ultimately want to sell your business, you should be now looking for self-liquidating offers that you can build your house list with. Because at the moment, the cost per click is probably never going to be as low. For a long time.
Yeah, and it's, I think, like, even if it's that example of the New Zealand story, that even if you can't physically ship your products out, I mean, obviously, if you can physically still ship, you can still send your products out, your couriers are still working, your factory guys are still working, you can pick and pack the products, you should be going for it. You know, you should be going for it right now. But even if you can't, you should still be taking back orders. You should be capturing email addresses and you should be taking back orders. You should not be shutting your site down. If you stop, what's going to happen is, if you stop marketing, you stop your pay-per-click, your Google Shopping, your Facebook, when things start to improve again, now, the algorithm for all these systems on Google, on Facebook, is based on your history. So it'll look at the most recent history of what's happening. Of course, you won't be there. So if you decided to kill all your pay-per-click Google Shopping, you'll disappear in the eyes of Google. It's basically like starting again. When you turn it on again, it's like starting again. Mm. You have no history. So you go right back to the bottom of the pile.
So Google really certainly dangerous. rewards people who have consistent spends. So, you know, if you completely stop everything and you come back, it's going to reward those people that have continued to spend, because it's going to go, well, like, this is a more reliable advertiser.
I think it's more simple than that. I think it's simply saying that I look at the evidence of the most recent clicks that this website has. Have they had a good low bounce rate, a good click-through rate, a good time on site, a good conversion rate? Yes or no? And if there's no data there, it's basically going to go, well, why would I trust a new site I've got no history for? I'm not going to put them in a high position because I don't know who they are. And that's what it'll say. It's like launching a new site. You know, why would it give you a higher position than a site that's already been there? Because it's got data for that. I think it, indirectly, that's why it rewards people with consistent spend, because it's got history. You're not an unknown quantity. It knows who you are. It knows how your customers are going to react. So obviously, it wants to put a relevant advert in the high position. So if you pull it back, not only now, it's the cheapest possible time to advertise, because there's obviously less people there. B, you will maintain credibility in the eyes of Google. And a lot of our clients grow by stealing market share. And, you know, if you're up against the other people, and you know, that's how it works. You know, if they don't buy from you, they're going to buy it from somewhere else. Even if you think you've got a unique own brand proposition, you know, the customers can go and buy wherever they like. You know, you use the example of going into the Trafford Centre, and every shop in the Trafford Centre is selling the same thing that you are. This is, you know, the power is in the consumer. So, you've got to convince them to buy from you rather than a competitor. And obviously, there's less competitors there. You're going to do better.
Yeah. But if you think about that Trafford Centre example, where everybody, you go into the Trafford Centre, everybody's selling the same thing you are, but you've got them on your house list. And before they arrive at the Trafford Centre, you have emailed them with your special offer that only they get with a coupon. They will then more likely walk past a lot of those competition to come into your store, because they'll go, well, I know that Ian and Mark's store, they've got a special VIP deal on, and I get these loyalty points and blah, blah, blah.
And there's a huge amount of traffic online right now. And it's the traffic numbers seem to be stacking up. You know, we can see that some of the higher item have been the conversion rate that's gone lower. So if you can get them online, get their email address, it's great.
You know, I think one thing I wanted to say was that the mind of the consumer, the mind of the buyer at the moment is changing so quickly, in that what I was able to sell to people last week is different than what I can sell to this week. Because it completely changes based on whatever news is coming out, where they are out, and you know what they're doing. Like, you know, the first weekend at lockdown, everybody was like, "Oh my God!" People who kind of stop their business during those first 3 days because they think, "Oh, this is what the market's doing now," and then haven't restarted again, haven't realized that actually they can sell to people the week after.
Yeah.
Because everybody's changing so damn quickly. You know, think about how they'll be in another week or so after they've been in their house for another week. They'll be willing to try some different things than they were trying last week, because they're a completely different mind space. That it's such a big flux. So if you try marketing, you go, "Oh, it's not working. You know, we can't work." You know, they're going to label it as the, "Oh, we can't work down in, we can't sell stuff in lockdown." Lockdown's not a stationary thing. It's an ever evolving thing which is going to change over time. So you need to have a little bit of a foot in the water still to understand.
And
how
it's
the
and it's
changing.
Also and obviously also if you're if you have, which was basically recommended, that you must still be in the game. You must still be visible. And obviously if you are doing that, which we think is the right thing to do. But then you've got to be efficient with it. You know, there's going to be waste. You know, and it's like, I mean, any business that's doing pretty well, what you tend to do is ignore the inefficiencies, and because you think, "Oh well, everything's okay. You know, you don't need to worry about that." But then as things start to get tighter, you then start to realize how inefficient the certain element parts of your business are. You know, all of a sudden you start analysing the click cost of this stuff. And of course, within Google Shopping, and obviously your paid spend and your site, you realise you want more out of less. You need more revenue out of the same traffic. And you want to bring traffic to the site that's going to buy. So there'll be loads of inefficiencies in your Google Shopping, huge amounts. And Mark, you love looking at those. You'll happily look at those, won't you? For love.
Yes. Well, what I was going to say, you know, about the algorithms, which is an important point at the moment. So if you imagine what I was saying about how quickly the consumer is changing in terms of their mind and what's happening in lockdown and before and after lockdown, those people who are in their Google Ads accounts, who are using smart bidding and compute, which is computer machine learning bidding, are a massive disadvantage now. You know, those things have gone because the machine learning has no chance of building a model that fast. So the biggest waste you've probably got in all your marketing is those smart bidding algorithms that you've been relying on for 6 months because they, you know, they did better. You know, you went from standard shopping to smart shopping and you got a bit of an uplift. You're like, oh, this is great. You know, that's not going to work now. Everything has to go back to manual because you need to go back to manual pay-per-click. You need to go back to manual shopping, and you need to basically take over from the machine learning because it doesn't stand a chance. And also the machine learning for Google, Google is going to be hurting in terms of the revenue that they have lost. So at some level, Google is going to try and make that back up. And if you give it free rein, it's going to go and give you crap inventory because of just because it needs to get its cost back up, its revenue back up. Mm. And you don't want to be the customer who's sitting there who Google uses to do that. You want to be in control of everything at the moment, and you need to be much more responsive. Sure, if in a couple of weeks' times you kind of go, oh, we've had, you know, over 50 conversions from that one and it's doing really, really well, maybe that particular product we could maybe put onto some smart bidding. But it's a different world than we were, you know, 3 months ago or even even 2 weeks ago. So you've got to take back control. And if your agency is using smart and the difficulty is if your agency is using smart shopping and smart things like that, they're probably in a situation where they've got 20 clients using smart shopping and then they've got to move back to manual. That's a lot of work for them. So they might be quite slow in doing that for you because of the amount of work they suddenly have.
You need to ask the question. You know, essentially go and ask your agency the question, hey, am I using smart bidding strategy and is that the right thing to do right now?
Yeah.
And then go, you know, and then go and ask them the question. I think Mark and your team, I'm sure you'd be very happy to look through someone's Google Analytics, Google AdWords account. And I would be happy to look through someone's Google Analytics account. And I would say that, you know, this is also the time. I mean, our whole philosophy is getting more out of less. So, you know, I was talking to Chloe Thomas earlier this year, and she was saying, what's the big thing that we're looking at for 2020? And I was like, well, it's as a result of Brexit, it's about getting more revenue out of less spend. So, you know, when the traffic comes to the site, okay, what's the bounce rate? Is the bounce rate less than 40% overall? What's the add-to-basket rate? Is the bounce rate less than 6%? Is the basket is the basket to checkout less than 55%? Is the checkout to order less than 85%? You know, those fundamental things. And right now, you probably will be analysing your stats after stats after stats. What's the change to our average order value? What's changed our conversion rate? What's changed to our traffic? And obviously, the answers to it all will be in that framework that we go through time and time and time again. Everything that's changing will be showing itself in there. So it's time to look at that. And this is the opportunity to do it, you know.
Yeah.
It's a deep look. So anybody really, now, use the time. Come and ask us to look at your stuff.
I'm having more conversations with e-commerce owners than I've ever had before. My inbox is absolutely jam-packed with those questions, and I'm happy to answer those questions for people to talk about the models that they should be using, because that's what we've been doing for, you know, that's what the whole book was about, The Ultimate Guide to E-commerce Growth, was about doing more with less, because cost of acquisition on Google and Facebook was going up anyway. Now the cost of acquisition, well, not the cost of acquisition, but the cost per click's gone down, but at the same time the market's changed, so you still need to do a lot
you need to be ready when things start to settle down, because look, If there's anything that's happened, it's just shown that online is obviously going to grow, you know, faster. The change from high street to online, you know, is going to be accelerated. We're obviously going to come out of this. It's not going away. Online's not going away. So therefore, let's use the time to be as productive as we can to get further ahead.
Yeah.
Than the competitors. Yeah. It really is that it like once you get off the floor and stop freaking out, and obviously there's probably more of that to come.
But also, everybody. You know, if it has moved and it has gone down, look at your stats through the eyes of the KPI. You know, what has happened? Is our traffic gone down? Is our add to basket that's gone down? Is it our basket to checkout that's gone down? What is it that's gone down that we need in order, and where would it need to be in order to kind of to make us profitable again? And, you know, if it is the, you know, if people are still adding stuff to the basket and it's the basket to check out, then get in there, start talking to people at that step to understand what's changed. Why are they nervous now about that step? Or if it's add to basket, work out what the new bounce rate is. What's happening on the bounce rate page? What's happening on those top product pages that are bouncing? And change the messaging until they stop bouncing. Create an offer that makes sense to them in the situation that they are in right at the moment.
Yeah.
Because it's all about the offer.
And squash those anxieties. If they're anxious about when they're going to get it delivered, can they get it delivered, which they probably will be, then you need to put a big banner up there. You know, telling them that it's safe, we're still delivering.
The worst thing you can do actually is crawl up into a ball. And the first thing I get the people on the mentor group that I run to do is to start talking to the customers more. And I think that's not that there's no more time that's more important than this is to start engaging with your customers. So, you know, think about the live chat the preset question you're asking people. And if you're not getting engagement with it, change it until you are. You want to be having more conversations with the people on your site now to understand exactly where you are. Because within that traffic will be an opportunity. Because look at my friend in New Zealand. You know, I said he was crazy for sending, and he's like, people are still buying. And so why wouldn't I go and gain market share at the moment? Why wouldn't I go and gain a new customer house list? And at the same time,
any work that you do on your e-commerce site now around the metrics that we said, your add to basket stat, anything like that is going to pay for itself over and over and over and over again in the future.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not something that's just going to, you know, immediately just, oh, we've increased our add to basket stat for a day. No, it's going to pay back infinitum.
Yeah.
You know, and it's a case of knowing what to do when.
But also understanding, if you understand the framework, if we take time to understand the framework now, the KPIs and how it's working.
The answer's there. The answer will be there.
Yeah.
Isn't it? It's right in front of you. If your revenue has dipped, you'll be obvious if you follow the framework with the KPIs. The answer's right there. You'll know exactly where in the journey they're failing.
Yeah. Yeah. So I think the overall message from this podcast is that the market's changing very quickly, so don't stop all your marketing, because you will not have an antenna into the market to understand what's going on when it does changes and the opportunities there. Start reaching out to all your customers and having a lot more conversations so you understand exactly where they are, and also take back control of your marketing and come off all your all the smart
algorithm
machine learning stuff, because it probably won't make sense at the moment. So, and also start, you know, as a normal entrepreneur, start thinking, this is the market. I make money in the market. What am I going to do to work with this market? And can I get hold of something that is in high demand at the moment and help my customers? Is there a subset? So say if you sell camping goods, you know, I imagine there's a huge demand for dried food and, you know, those kind of packaged camping meals and things like that that you would not necessarily have had before. I know that because I know someone who's selling them and he's completely flat out with it. But you see what I mean is suddenly your whole website before was geared around selling tents. Now no one's going to buy tents, but they are going to buy the camping food that you provide and perhaps some of the kind of like survival tools or things that you've got. You know, so therefore, how does your site need to look to cope with that, to meet that market, which is a very different beast than it was a couple of weeks ago?
Well, it's interesting, like some clothing, you know, is doing well. It's like anything to do with sleepwear is doing really well. Like pajamas, dressing gowns, slippers, that kind of stuff, you know, and even, you know, really expensive ones, you know, it seems to be unaffected by it, which is really interesting. So basically, I think it's like saying, look, this isn't going to just bounce back. Next week, it's going to be back to the levels that it was 2 weeks ago. When one of our clients said to me, he said, look, this, you know, the steepness of the dive into this is going to be a lot steeper than the shallow climb out.
Mm.
You know, it's going to be a gentle little climb to come out of this. And, you know, rather than that steep, that falling off the cliff that all happened. So it's like, this is the new norm. And it's, so you can't just hide. You've got to start.
No, and the thing is, his customers are still buying stuff. I know who that is. They are still buying stuff. And his businesses needs to change to sell to what they are buying at the moment. You know, slippers, dressing gowns, things like that.
Yeah.
You know, and it doesn't take long.
Stuff that's around the home. So in and around the home, it's still those things that people are buying.
Yeah.
But anyway, you know, if you're not selling things in and around the home, you know, there's lots of other things that you can be doing still. Mm. And you can still be doing back orders and you can still be doing capturing email addresses.
Yeah. You've got to find that one or two self-liquidating products that you can sell that you go, right, we're making profit on that. Right, let's just go and max that out. Let's build our customer list on that.
And then if you have a customer lovely list. The lovely thing about that is that you can still click your fingers now and you can still get 100,000 people on your site today. You know, there's never been a better time to be fast and dynamic and to find those products that do resonate with people. You know, you don't have to go and do print a load of billboard advertising and go and arrange it to go do a whole newspaper spread. You can literally do it, you know, click your fingers and get the traffic.
And I don't know about anybody else, but some people say, oh, I'm at home on lockdown and I'm just waiting this out. I have never been busier in my life than I am at the moment. And I think the reason I'm busy is because when the market changes so quickly, there's so much work to do to change to the market. So all the things that I had working before, that's not relevant. So everything has to change. So I'm just flat out changing everything. And if anyone's not flat out, I think you've got to ask yourself why. I don't think the reality is as you think it is. It is not. There's no hibernation here. There's nothing to hibernate from. This is it. This is what you're working with. How do you make that work? And I'm starting to see things work across a lot of areas. But that's how I'm dealing with it. People might want to deal with it in a different way, but I'm keeping myself busy in it, and I'm seeing some good results from it.
Cool.
Okay.
Right. So, we'll probably do next week. We'll probably try to get back to doing ones around the core KPIs then, in that case. You know, it still felt like the second week we couldn't not talk about the coronavirus and how it was impacting the industry. And I think so. You know,
And we can also like throw things in, but I think there are, you know, there's a couple more markets I'd like to cover. You know, we've done fashion, we've done tools. Rational, you know, it'd be quite good, and we did furniture as well. It'd be quite good to pick a different one. And if people are sitting there listening to this, please email us, please comment and give us some feedback on what you want to hear about, because we will get one comment, we will take it to heart, and we will do something on that, because now is the time when we are, like we're saying, you know, like we said to e-commerce sites, asking people for feedback and talking to people stuff. We want your feedback. We want to understand what you want to know about, what opportunities you see, and how we can help with that. So we will talk about it. So please contact us. And I know a lot of people contact me on email, but if you haven't got my email address, just put a comment on the Podbean podcast area, and I'll get in touch with you. Awesome.
Cool. Thanks, everyone. All right. Thanks, Mark.
Thank you very much. I'll speak to you soon. Bye.
Bye.